piece by acclaimed American composer Libby Larson is being given its world premiere this Sunday at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. The work is inspired by the true stories of migrants. WNIJ's Guy Stevens has more.
NIU Choral Director Eric Johnson says he wanted something special to commemorate the 10th anniversary of his professional choir, Cor Cantiamo, the choral ensemble in residence at NIU. He says Libby Larson, a much sought-after composer with whom he's worked before, was the perfect choice. A grant from the National Endowment for the Arts helped make that possible. He also wanted to continue a string of commissions by the choir that center on themes of social justice.
In our conversations, we kind of coalesced around this idea of immigration and what's going on in the world. And then we encountered the Latinx Oral History Project here in the Center for Latino and Latin American Studies.
Larson says she's very aware of what's going on at the southern border of the United States.
Breaks my heart to see families separated. And I thought, gee, I wonder if I could look into the stories of migrants who are telling their stories recorded in the archives.
So she spent a weekend listening to those stories. Next came a search for some way to tie them together. But how to do that?
In every person, and every person's story is a child. A child who maybe was brought here by grandparents, a child who was left in Mexico. So I thought what I would do is follow the trail of the child.
But, Larson says, that still left a couple of problems to solve. First, the words were true, but were they musical?
And question two is, what right do I have as the part of the demographics of the United States that I am to use these words and musicalize them?
Larson decided she needed to find appropriate poetry that dealt with the subject. As it happens, she had long been a fan of the work of Nobel Prize-winning Chilean poet Gabriela Mistral.
And it just hit me like a thunderbolt that I could pair with Gabriela Mistral's poetry. And the poetry itself actually represents the heart of the piece rather than the story of the piece. The poetry is actually the journey of the soul of the child.
The 20-minute work that resulted is called Verdad, a Spanish word that can be translated as true, but also as truth. Larson says the piece works both ways because it's inspired by true stories and, through poetry, expresses truth. So what does she want the audience, who may know only the headlines and not the individual stories or Mistral's poetry, to take from Verdad? Empathy, she says.
When we sing about the little feet of children, those feet are wounded and cut and bleeding. I hope that people will have the distance that we can use as a self-defense mechanism in a situation where we're actually putting children in cages. My music, I hope, will remove that distance.
Cor Cantiamo director Eric Johnson says that goes for the rest of the program that includes works by Latinx composers expressing the full range of emotion, as well as an art installation dealing with immigration next to the concert hall.
Painting a broader picture, turning the other into people. We are not others. We are all human beings. We love, we fear, we hate, we hope for better lives for our children.
And Johnson says, so in Larson's piece, one feels both sorrow and joy. I'm Guy Stevens.